distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, there is of course nothing more difficult than to be the last speaker, and especially after the last lineup, which was fabulous. So I'm not going to speak too long, but I think it's really important that we mention something on behalf of the European Committee, Community Shipowners Association, especially also on the last panel, there was a reference to the EU ETS, and also the remark that it's actually a good thing is something we really, really appreciate. Today has been a day of lively and essential discussions on the role of shipping for our security and for the growth of our economies. The first panels were talking about the geopolitical threats, disruptions, impacts, and the impact for some of our segments. So I think many Greek ship owners were quite honest and straightforward in saying for us it actually, the disruptions meant we made a good deal. But for us, it's very clear that shipping is a cornerstone of Europeans' security, energy security, food security, and the supply chain security. It moves almost 75% of Europe's external trade, connecting the continent with its trade partners, importing essential energy, and exporting products. European shipping, which controls almost 40% of the global tonnage, is a success story for Europe and an essential asset in times of growing geopolitical uncertainty. As we heard today, shipping is facing an existential transformation. We face ambitious decarbonization targets at European levels, and as European ship owners, we are committed, which was confirmed just on the panel just now, to contribute to the EU climate target for the continent to become the first carbon neutral continent by 2050. At the same time, what I heard today is that it's also very, very important that we are aligned with the IMO. And I think it's very clear that the IMO, with their statements, also from minute one said it's actually good that Europe takes the forefront. And we are committed, once we have everything in place, that we will be aligned. So the aim, and I'm not sure if I should say this, Annette, but I think it was a Dutch gentleman called Mr. Timmermans who actually said, okay, if the IMO takes the next step, then Europe should be the one not invoicing double, so to say. At ECSA, and Sotiris is here in the audience, and it's not me, but it's the ECSA team, who's very engaged with European policymakers to ensure that policies are both practical and effective. And that is also something we heard multiple times today. Policies need to be practical, not over regulations. And ship owners want to know where we stand. And I think on the energy choices to be made, it's very clear that it is a huge challenge because there's no silver bullet yet. So at ECSA, we welcome the historic agreement reached last year at IMO. Shipping is the only sector of the economy to have a net zero target by 2050, which matches the EU climate target, as I just mentioned. We are not only leading the way in green investments, but also serve as a cornerstone for Europeans' energy and supply chain. A green industrial development becomes a pressing political priority. This sector's role is therefore increasingly critical. We also believe that this green transition offers us a unique opportunity to invest in the production of clean fuels and advanced technologies for shipping to retain and enhance our leadership. The recently adopted Net Zero Industry Act recognizes sustainable shipping fuel as a net zero technology and established a benchmark for the production in Europe of 40% of the volume needed to reach our climate targets. Also, the European member states have recently called for a maritime industrial strategy addressing the industry's competitiveness. And with this maritime industrial strategy and all the other things we are doing, it's very clear that we need all hands on deck. So it's not only the ship owners, it's the manufacturers, it's the shipbuilders, it's the engine builders, and just like in the recent panel, also the big industry players. Achieving our green targets will require an immense investment, and the staggering figure which buzzes around is around 500 billion annually to achieve its objective, which one third is expected from the public sources. Securing equitable access to finance poses, I would say, our major challenge. And therefore, our call mainly has been that we need to have sufficient access to finance within Europe. We must also efficiently mobilize available public funds, such as the EU ETS revenues, and at the national level to move the energy transition forward. And I'm very happy because I was also, while during the day, looking at several speeches, and for me there were two panels which were the highlight of the day. Yeah? Of course, the last one, yeah, that was a very obvious one. But the other one for me was taking Greek shipping into the next chapter, because it was about the next generation taking over the companies, and it's about humans. And I myself am not a generation of ship owners. I actually entered into this industry by accident when I was 18, and I started my own shipping company when I was 23. So I recognize a lot of the challenges which were discussed, but mainly also the remarks of some of the panel members, which said, okay, we have to deal with the previous generation. We are in the middle, and there's a next generation entering. And I think being in the center of shipping these days is one big challenge. And the big challenge, which I'm very happy you mentioned, is also our seafarers, because our seafarers are at the heart of our industry. The reskilling and upskilling of 800,000 people is needed. We know that. And I'm very happy that also the Greek community is very engaged in that, especially also listening to the Greek minister earlier today. So I think we need really, as I said, all hands on deck. It's going to be one big challenge, but I think those for us in the shipping industry love a challenge, because otherwise you would not be in it, I guess. And I just want to appreciate the fact that we have the time to speak here today. And let me allow to conclude by, this week is actually a critical week and critical time for Europe. The European elections are taking place all over Europe this week. And as new politicians take their seats, we will face new political realities, new coalitions, new priorities. We believe that a competitive shipping industry has a key role to play in the security of our continent, in its growth, and in its climate ambitions. Thank you.